In 1973, Marlon Brando appeared on an ABC TV talk show hosted by Dick Cavett. The two Nebraska natives became friends. But before the friendship, Cavett was a fan. He knew of Brando from movies, but he told us that he'd learned that if you hadn't seen him earlier on the stage, you had no idea of the power of Brando's acting.
I remember an acting teacher at Yale, Miss Welch, who saw him in a play on its way to Broadway, and she didn't, no one knew of Brando, and she said it was as if a leopard had come on the stage, and this man who looked like maybe a stagehand had wandered out. The combination of genes and genius that he had were just in such a high degree that it came smashing through the screen or out into your lap in the theater.
What do you make of this this arc of a story which begins, for the theater-going public at least, viewing this stunningly muscular young man and ending with this almost, it seemed, reclusive, bloated, very troubled man?
Psychologically a mess. Marlon may have, in the same way that he was the greatest actor, a phrase he wouldn't allow anyone to use around him, was also the greatest mess.
You say he wouldn't let anybody use the phrase the greatest actor around him.
Last time I talked to him, a German friend had said, my mother, when she saw The Young Lions with Brando and Dean Martin, she said, we could not convince my mother, who's 85, that that actor was not a German, and specifically from her part of Germany, because no one has ever been able to reproduce the accent so faultlessly. So I thought that'd be a nice thing to tell him, but I never got to. He said, I had a conference. He said, you're going to, is it something about the movies? And I said, well, yeah, it's got to do with the movies. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want anything about the movies. That part of my life is gone.
What do you make of the fact that we talk about Brando on the stage in 1947, in the movies in the early 50s, brilliant in the Godfather movies in the 70s.
Sort of a comeback.
And then, you know, not much work and not much great work.
I know. I don't know what to make of it. It's been a mystery to people who, the more perceptive ones who knew him early on, saying they always were keeping their fingers crossed because he was liable to come apart in one direction or another. And the fact that has never been repeated is that when his success blossomed on Broadway as it did, and then the film, that he could have any movie he wanted without exception, and he could do any play he wanted, anything from Henry VIII to King Lear to whatever, and he should have done them. And he just, the inelegant expression is, pissed it away.
Mr. Cavett, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's Dick Cavett.